Hello and welcome back to the Dobbies podcast. I'm Daisy Payne, this morning's gardening presenter, and I'm on at Garden to Garnish on Instagram, and I am thrilled to be here back with you on the Dobbies podcast because Christmas is just around the corner, and I'm joined today by Dobbies style expert Rebecca Stanton and senior houseplant buyer Claire Bishop, and we are going to be chatting about how to incorporate a whole host of houseplants, real wreaths, that's hard to say, and foliage into your Christmas decorations this year. So hello and welcome both.
Hi there, Daisy. It was lovely for you to have us.
Hi, Daisy. Really great to be here.
Hello. Can you both say real wreaths for me and make myself feel better that that's actually quite hard to say?
It's a tongue twister.
Real wreaths. So we're getting into the spirit of Christmas. We're dressing our homes for the occasion, and we are going to be talking today and giving you loads of tips on how you can inject some real life into your home. So Christmas 2021 is set to be really special. The Dobbies team here have been working really hard to make sure that you can pull out all the stops for the season. So as you prepare to welcome your family into your home and out into your garden, Dobbies want to make sure that this year is not your average Christmas and really is one to remember. So there's a whole host of houseplants, new houseplants, real wreaths, and some extra life to add into your Christmas decor this year. So over to you, Claire. How do you think people are going to be looking to incorporate houseplants into their homes? And what are the festive looks that we can go for?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who have invested in houseplants over the past year or so. So they're going to have them in their home. And it's about incorporating them into your Christmas decor. So with houseplants, there are lots of different plants that you can add lights to that won't, you know, damage your plant as well. There are lots of traditional houseplants. So your traditional houseplants are poinsettias, that red that really gives you that Christmas feel, the sort of red on red velvet bracts, really beautiful. Our poinsettias are all UK grown, so they don't suffer in transport as well. They're quite a diva of the houseplant world.
Are they? What makes them a diva?
They don't like cold. They don't like drafts. They don't like to be moved position. They don't like to be too much water. They don't like not enough water. So they are very, very... they're very much the diva. They cause me a few sleepless nights in the run-up to Christmas. Very much a sort of traditional plant. But you're then from the more sort of modern, as I said, a lot of people have invested in plants and very much we're seeing that in foliage. So many people have statement plants in their home. So you can almost incorporate that in your Christmas decor, putting some lights, that type of thing on it. Otherwise, there is a small tree called Araucaria in Norfolk pine. It's a soft indoor tree for Christmas, but then you can take out in the summer and then bring back in each year, and it's part of a range. It comes in a little basket, so it's ready to go. You pop some micro lights on it and it looks really, really cute, and it big enough that it gives you statement, but you could still put it on a centerpiece on a table, you know, to wow your guests with all your fabulous foliage.
That sounds lovely. I think that sounds good if you've not got loads of space as well. Just coming back on the poinsettia. So if you are buying one from Dobbies this Christmas, what are your tips for keeping it going? It sounds like it is a bit of a diva. So what are your tips for keeping it going over the Christmas period?
The things with poinsettias, they do like to be kept quite damp, but not over water. So it's really just testing the water. Once you pop it in its ideal position away from drafts, if you leave it in that position, it will then acclimatise, and then you don't have the issue of it not liking or going into some kind of shock. So I always check them, I would say once a week. If you have quite a warm house, you maybe want to be watering them that little bit more. And it's always good to use a feed because it is a flowering plant and they're grown for Christmas, to give them that extra nutrients to keep them fresh and keep their bracts lovely and red or coloured. We do coloured poinsettias as well, but red is the most traditional and most popular.
Absolutely. And so coming on to trends then, so what are the houseplant trends that are going to be big this Christmas?
Well, you've got back to Claire's poinsettia, actually. That's going to be massive this year. It kind of really ties nicely into our Yuletide Wonder look. So going back to that kind of red on red, the different textures and tones. So rather than just buy one of Claire's beautiful poinsettias, I'd actually recommend you go pretty big and you buy several and really kind of build up the height. Maybe you're displaying them on a coffee table or a bar cart. Maybe you're using them as a centerpiece on your Christmas dining table. But the more the merrier, basically, just to really kind of link back to that theme and build up that red on red, quite luxe look.
You can also use a large container, can't you, and plant a few in it, and then it just really, you know, rather than if you're not able to get one really large one, putting a few together gives you that same statement.
And they're such a like a cozy plant, aren't they? Like they really are Christmas. I remember, you know, being a kid and my mum would always come back from the garden centre with a poinsettia, and it's just like, it's Christmas, isn't it, in a plant? Obviously there's all about the tree, but just behind the tree, the poinsettia is like, it says Christmas, doesn't it?
It does. It makes me think of Home Alone.
Yes.
They always they always had poinsettias everywhere in their house. So yeah, it immediately says Christmas.
You do have people that maybe don't want red because a lot of people have very neutral colour schemes just now. So we have grown a white poinsettia this year called White Alaska, and it is absolutely glorious. It actually is my favourite. I don't normally get a poinsettia, but White Alaska will be coming home with me. It's almost pure white and it's got holly-shaped bract on it. So it's super festive and it's gorgeous. One to watch.
Well, that would be nice in winter glamour.
Very chic, very chic. I like the sound of that. So for all those new plant parents this year, because houseplants have been so popular, haven't they? And we feel like so many more of us are getting into gardening, to growing our own, to houseplants. How can we decorate our houseplants? What can we do? And what houseplants are the best ones to be decorated? Give us your top tips.
Well, we like to make a big deal of the houseplants at Christmas, Claire, don't we?
Absolutely.
So we kind of believe that, you know, you're removing maybe some of your big statement pieces to make way for your Christmas tree, but your houseplants should still really take centre stage. So it's regrouping them. Maybe if you've got smaller plants, group them together. Maybe, I mean, I've got mine on the top of my fridge, or, you know, you can have them along a shelf and do a really nice Christmas shelfie. Or just kind of move your bigger plant to a new home and just, like Claire said, add some micro lights and just make it feel really festive. I think adding some decorations and baubles in amongst your little display really helps just spread a little Christmas cheer.
Brilliant. And so let's move on then to real wreaths, which is hard to say. But you guys at Dobby's have got a real range of them available this year. So talk us through all the different looks and the colours on offer too.
So we have real wreaths. We do plain wreaths, ones that people can decide to decorate themselves just with a base of spruce. And then we have pulled together ranges that work with all the themes so that for every customer and every colourway, they have a wreath that would match. So whether it's the red on red or the more glamour theme, then there are a wreaths that match with them. Our wreaths have we've taken all the plastic out of them, so it's all dried and preserved products that are in our wreaths. And obviously there is the opportunity to make them more your own by adding to them as well. Although they are nicely decorated with a bow, you can obviously make it more unique to you by adding your own bits and pieces from your garden as well, which I'm sure Becca will tell you all about.
I was just going to say your plain wreath is perfect for that. You can really lay it up and it's really nice to do. I used to do it with my mum all the time when we were younger. We'd go on woodland walks and forage and, you know, we'd come back with bags laden with different pines and pine cones and eucalyptus and things. So it's nice just to add your own kind of personal touch. And the more the merrier, the more kind of foliage and natural elements you can add in, the better.
And how would you recommend you add those bits to the wreath so that they're secure and that they stay and they look good?
Well, a lot of the time people use wire. But just with the way things are moving, it's much nicer to use maybe a twine. It's a little bit more eco-friendly. Twine breaks down a lot quicker, obviously, than wire does. So I'd certainly recommend using twine and just sort of attaching to the branches that are already on Claire's wreaths. It's fairly simple. So
that sounds good. And I love the sound of you know, removing some of those plastics from there, because that's so important. And thinking about bagging yourself a lovely real wreath from Dobby's, how do we look after them? How do we make sure that they last the whole Christmas season?
So I obviously have two wreaths, front door, back door. You've got to have a wreath on every door. Mm. And they are obviously outside, so they're in cooler climates, so they're not suffering from heating if they're inside. Although you can put a real wreath inside, you would need to just make sure you're watering it often. So my wreath on my front door, if it's super cool, then I will just leave it. It'll just happily almost start to preserve itself, especially if you use eucalyptus and things like that. If you feel it is starting to dry out, if you've not got too much decor on, or decor that wouldn't get damaged, just dumping it into a basin of water to really let it soak up some water. If you don't want to go to that extreme of fully immersing, you would just use a sprayer, so like a mister, which obviously you'll have because you've got fabulous houseplants. You would just use your mister and use that on your wreath as well. And that will just help prolong it a little bit. But I've seen me having to take my wreath down and being a little bit sad because it's still perfect.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it? That you can keep it looking absolutely fabulous until your Christmas festivities come to an end. And what about, so if people are adding extra bits of decoration to their houseplants and things, how would you recommend also then keeping them going whilst they are maybe decorated? Would you say, you know, keep watering them over Christmas? Is that as important as ever?
Yeah, I think it's really key that if you're cutting anything from your garden to put into a wreath, that you really soak it before you actually use it. If it's a fresh product, you tend to find that it'll absorb a lot of the moisture, not be as dry, and then it'll naturally dry in that colder environment. So using a sort of more woody stemmed foliage will help naturally dry out. Obviously you can suffer a little bit from dropping if it gets very cold, but again, giving it a little mist just keeps it, a frequent mist just keeps it that little bit more moist and from fully drying out, which stops the drop.
Perfect. And so thinking about the whole house, thinking about all of your interiors, what other ways can people add foliage into their home? You know, centerpieces, stair garlands. What other ideas have you got for us to get us inspired this Christmas?
Well, a big sort of thing we did this year was Christmas Your Way. And we customised all our theme trees. We added in foliage. So for each different theme, we focus on a different type of foliage. So for our Yuletide Wonder, we added in that kind of poinsettia sort of flower into the tree. For Mystical Woodland, we of course added in eucalyptus and dried flowers that you could certainly have cut from your garden in summer and dried for that festive period. Certainly add in fresh foliage as well, always works really lovely with that theme. For Winter Glamour, we added in pampas grass and other ornamental grasses into there as well, which was really lovely and gave a nice glamorous kind of feel. Again, you could cut them from your garden or go on a little forage, maybe off the neighbour's garden, maybe in an exchange for some chocolates. And then Festive Bazaar, we really sort of layered in lots of kind of, it was dried, but we used lots of really strong colour dried. So they were really, really, really lovely and just added that kind of bit more eclectic feel to the tree. So certainly adding foliage to the tree gives it a whole new dimension and another extra layer to it to make it feel really special. But you can certainly add foliage all throughout your home. So again, when you're out a walk or perhaps kind of depending on the foliage you have in your back garden, you can sort of cut off little stems and pop them in little vases. You can use them to create a centerpiece on your dining table. A lot of people last year were big on the hanging centerpieces above their dining room table for a real statement moment. Certainly adding them into your garlands, going down the staircase and things as well. Really anywhere, I think. Anywhere you've got a surface, you can add a little bit fresh foliage.
Absolutely. I'm such a maximalist. Festive Bazaar is me completely in a theme. The more maximize, more foliage, more colour.
I'd love to see your house, Claire. Sounds wonderful. Yeah. The other thing here with houseplants is they make for a great Christmas gift, don't they?
Absolutely. And across the sort of houseplant ranges, we do a lot that are already in a ceramic. So it's an instant pickup gift. And again, matches all the themes and all the colours. So you can, sort of make it more towards that customer's taste as well, or that gift that you're given to. There's a lot of different flowering and foliage in the extra ceramics as well. So it's really quite nice to give as a gift that you have something that's ready and easy for customers to choose as well. There's also, we have a range of gifting, but in foliage, and it's the part of the air purifying range. So obviously there's a lot of benefits of having houseplants, and air purifying is one of the top. It's nice to almost have that little story behind your gift as well. You know that your plant will purify your air and looks pretty, it's really nice to have that as part of the gift also.
Particularly when so many people are working from home, you know, and it's lovely to be able to kind of have something in your home office or in the space that you're working that, like you say, looks lovely but also has a purpose. I think that makes like the perfect gift. What do you think, Bex?
I think I completely agree, and I think as soon as your Christmas tree comes down, it's always nice to have a bit greenery and a plant to put in its place. And we always go quite big on Go Green for Blue Monday in January. So I think just giving someone that gift of a houseplant is really nice. Certainly have something to brighten up their home when Christmas comes down.
Absolutely. And it is more than just a present, isn't it? It's something that will last and won't get, you know, shoved under the bed and forgotten about like so many other Christmas gifts do. So Bex and Claire, thanks so much for joining me today on the podcast. It's been great to talk all things houseplants.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
Well, that's all for today's chat on Christmas houseplants and wreaths and foliage. I hope you are all inspired to mix some of these elements into your Christmas decor this year. I know I am. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit Dobby's website and social channels, where there are loads of great tips and advice for your garden and home this Christmas. And make sure you stay tuned for the next podcast, which is coming soon.